Today's question is about everybody's favorite frog pose. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us from Carla, and she wants to know, could you please tell me in which episode or lesson we did frog pose? I really liked that session, but I can't seem to find it again. Thank you for everything. So Carla might be the only person interested in this blog post, but I'm going to try to make more people than just Carla interested in this, because today we're going to talk about the benefits of frog pose, not just the physical benefits, but the metaphysical benefits of frog pose. So first of all, let's just look at what frog pose is. When she's talking about frog pose, she's talking about the version that I do, which is this version, where your legs are at a 90 degree angle, and then we come down here. And this stretches out your inner thighs, groins, and hips. Is this fantastic second chakra pose, and it releases, it relates a lot to your water element, flexibility and fluidity. Tightness in your groin might have to do with inflexibility, sexual repression and inhibition, and weight gain in your hip area can be a desire to keep sexual intimacy at a distance as well. So, with frog pose, you thought I was going to stay in it for the whole blog post, which I am not. You are creating external rotation of your hips from your pelvis, and your pelvis represents the beginning of moving energy from your legs into the world. Your hips are symbolic of how you feel about the movement you are taking within yourself out into the world. Stiffness in your hips can be due to holding on to the past until eventually you become immobile. Life is in a constant state of change, and our hips represent this area of continual motion. So when we're talking about poses like this, you can ask yourself questions like, are you resisting change in your life? Frogs are associated with water. It is toads that are always found on dry land. Therefore, frogs encourage us to get in touch with the water element. It may be that things are becoming stagnant in your life and you need to invite in flow. Water is associated with emotions. The frog pose, which also resides at the second chakra in our pelvis, which is also the site of emotions, reminds us to feel our emotions fully and allow them to flow. Try not to allow yourself to drown in any one emotion. Frogs hop and leap, so it might also be time for you to leap onto something new. We have done frog pose in lots of lessons. Here are some of them. I will link to three of them in the show notes. Namaste Yoga 176, Happy Baby Pose, and another one that I'm not really sure of from the links, but there are three classes that I'll link to in the show notes. And I hope that helps. Thanks for your question. If you liked this video, give it a thumbs up. Leave your comments below and thanks so much for your questions.
For more tips on how to take your yoga off of your mat and into your life, visit askmelissawest.com and have Melissa's videos delivered directly to your inbox. While you're there, ask Dr. Melissa West a question. She may answer your question on an upcoming episode of Living Your Yoga.